She's ready to roll.
Okay. Do you know that all the raw sugar used to come in bags?
Yes.
Some of them weighed 300?
300 pounds?
Yeah.
How were they moved?
And they had a small railway from the ship to the raw sugar shed.
Yeah.
And each sling load was dumped on a little car. And every bag of that sugar was piled up in that shed, like a brick wall.
Yeah.
Not leaning on the building at all, just built up.
Yeah.
Every bag. And they had little electric cars in there,
mm-hmm.
called Red Devils, you know.
Yeah.
And they would unload from that pile and dump them in the scroll for the melt.
Yeah.
Today, of course, it's all loose sugar.
Yeah, yeah, done in bulk. Yeah.
Now, I was around I was in the yard gang for quite a few weeks after I started.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to help them unload the boat sometimes. All kinds of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was put on the machine floor.
Oh, yes.
And believe me, the machinery then was not what it is today.
Mm. Much, much simpler.
They're mostly hand work. Oh, they had, they used to travel fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
1400 a minute,
mm-hmm.
revolutions, and we'd fill them up and wash them with a hand hose.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
With a screen on the end.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had to judge the amount of water, judge how long to let it run, and how to dry, so that you could be workable to go through the dryer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The granulator.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had a wooden paddle. We had to scoop all that out of the machine by hand.
Mm-hmm. Now it's all automatic, of course.
All automatic now. I've never seen the ones they have today. Well, I was up there once. They invited me to, and a bunch of old timers to come up and see the new building.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us a lunch and showed us around a bit, because we didn't see very much.
Yeah.
And that went on for quite a while. There was one man to two machines.
Yeah. This is in the pan room, is it? Is it in the vacuum pans, or is it in the centrifugal?
Well, that's the centrifugal machines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It come from the vacuum.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pans. It was boiled in that thing.
Yeah.
Like that. They put all the sugar is melted.
Yeah.
Filtered.
Mm-hmm.
Till it's like clear water.
Yeah.
They call that liquor.
Yeah.
Then they bring that finally up to the pan room,
mm-hmm.
and boil it over again and put all that grain back.
Yeah.
Then we dump it into a tank over our machines called a cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be doors in the bottom of the cooler to fill the machine with.
Mm-hmm.
You'd start your machine and gradually put enough in. It was quite a thing. You had to judge pretty good.
Yeah.
Otherwise you'd lose all of it over the top of the machine. And we washed by hand.
Mm.
And then we'd stop it when we thought it was time and paddled it all out with this. Now then they got wise. They put a little shaft along the back of the machines and one regulator on each machine, a little thing that they would run the water through.
Mm-hmm.
Would work automatically. You'd start your machine. After it run so long, your water would go on, and you'd already set it for the right amount, according to the color of the sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
And that would run so long and then shut itself off.
Mm.
That meant one man on four machines.
Yeah.
So that went on. Oh, by golly, it was that way when I left them.
Yeah. Do you remember any times when people didn't do it right? Any times when the young guys starting or something, they forgot to shut it off or made mistakes or anything like that?
Oh, yes. I've finally they put in pedals. Mm-hmm. We call them pedals. You ease it into the pot, the machine,
mm-hmm.
started your machine slowly, and that would paddle all the sugar out of the bottom.
Ah,
yeah. You didn't have to
yeah.
use that pedal anymore.
Yeah.
And I've seen them bring that thing into the sugar too hard.
Yeah.
Sugar would get too hard on them and smash the pedal and maybe two or three other things with it.
Yeah.
I don't know any particular instance now, but
yeah.
that used to happen.
Yeah. All right. When you, in the time that you spent there, you were quite happy here? You never felt like quitting or anything like that? You enjoyed working down there?
Yes, I enjoyed working down there. Of course, the wages were not high at that time, no.
Do you remember what you got when you started?
30 cents an hour.
When you started?
Mm.
30 cents an hour, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I forget what it was when I quit, something over 50. And, I was getting paid by the month then.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Hundred and something a month, I think.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yes. There are lots of spills all over the floor.
Did they?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was all picked up and put in the...
Remelted again, eh?
Washed away in what they call the sweet water.
Yeah.
Sweet water tank.
Mm-hmm.
Anything sweet that had sweetness in it went in there. It was all boiled over again to get out all that sugar out.
Yeah. No waste, eh?
No waste.
Yeah.
And all them raw sugar bags had to be washed after they were emptied.
Yeah. No waste there either.
Quite a joke.
Yeah. Did you ever work in the cutting open the bags?
Open the bags?
Yeah, opening the raw sugar bags, putting them into the...
No.
You never did that job, eh?
No, that would be in the melt house.
Yeah, in the melt house, yeah.
Some men used to... cut the bag,
mm-hmm.
however it was tied, cut it open, dump the sugar,
mm-hmm.
throw the bag aside,
mm-hmm.
and they were all gathered up
to
be washed.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that.
Did you ever hear of any strange things coming in the bags? They came from the tropics, any?
No,
no.
I guess things did, but it would never reach us across.
Yeah.
It was a big place, you know, different departments.
Do you remember how many men were working there when you started?
Oh, something over 100, I guess.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know exactly.
Mm. And were the girls working there too?
Yes.
At the time?
Yeah. Yes. Girls used to make the cube sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that number one pan, vacuum pan, that was used for boiling cube sugar.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
You went through a certain batch of machines, and that went a different road to the granulated sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Went up an elevator, was dumped on the fifth floor, and that used to be shoveled over to where they put the sugar in down in the machine to be
mm-hmm.
formed into lumps.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls looked after that, all that.
Yeah.
They had the cupboards to put the lump trays on and
mm-hmm.
they'd be taken out next day dry.
Mm-hmm.
Dry and hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I remember one time I had an awful back. It took my wife and her mother was living with us. I was bound I'd go to work. I hobbled in there, bent over nearly double. And I was met at the gate by Mr. Haney, the boss, the packing floor. He said, "Jack, I'm short-handed. I want you to shovel the cubes today." Well, that meant about 10 tons of cubes all in a pile up there and coming up all the time to be all of it shoveled over, oh, maybe 20 feet.
Did you do it?
I did it. I gritted my teeth and I sweat, and by golly, by the time I had that shovel, my back was all right.
Yeah, the best
nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Some muscle was out of place.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Good medicine, eh?
I never forgot it.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not of interest in the...
Oh no, it's all... Life is made up of little things like that. It's all interesting.
Yeah.
I may say that your memory seems perfectly fine to me.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. It's better than usual.
Yeah, nothing wrong there. Do you remember old Mr. B.T. Rogers?
I do, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I well remember. He come around one day. I was running the soft sugar machines.
Mm-hmm.
And that went down below and got sent up, they packed it down there.
Mm-hmm.
And they held me up for a while till they got some sacks marked.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Rogers came along one day. "What's the hold up here?" I said, "I'm waiting, Mr. Rogers, for them to change the change in the extra C, I think they call it.
Mm-hmm.
They put a little water to
mm-hmm.
give it a little bit of colour." By golly, he went down to see if that was so.
Yeah. He was very, very fussy man, eh?
Yes. Yes.
He wanted to know.
And I followed him down.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw me there. He says, you're right.
did you ever speak to him any other times?
Yes, I was sitting on a pile of sugar bags, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were filled with sugar,
mm-hmm.
just sitting on one bag. And he come along and he says, "The public wants to buy sugar, not farts."
That's a good old guy. You can't put that on.
That's very interesting. Now, that's the first anybody told me, you see, that he ever used rough language. That's very interesting, you see, I didn't know that. I've interviewed his daughter.
Well, he used to say some funny things.
Yeah? Do you remember any other like that?
He couldn't abide a liar.
No, I bet not.
He'd test you out if he thought you were lying, he'd test you out.
Yeah?
Like, only if you lied, you'd go out.
Do you remember any incidents like that?
I remember one guy got fired. I don't forget who it was now.
Do you remember why?
Well, Rogers asked him something and he lied about the answer for some reason. Mm-hmm. Rogers investigated and found it out. Wouldn't stand a lie.
Mm.
If you told them the truth, they'd weigh it.
Mm-hmm.
He'd weigh it in the balance.
Yeah. But that's extremely interesting, then. You've told me more about Mr. Rogers than anybody else so far, I think. Can you think of any other things about him? Do you remember what he was? Was he a smart dresser?
Well, no, there was no smoking down there.
Oh, yes?
He'd come, he used to drive down to the gate, and just before he'd come in the gate, away would go his cigar on the road.
Mm-hmm.
He'd never come in with that cigar in his mouth.
Hmm. And nobody else was allowed to smoke around the place either, eh? They didn't smoke in the offices?
No smoking except with your lunch.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course, you were up in the dressing room. They had the Hemp Club, a cafe then.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a long time before we got the coffee time that you could have a coffee and take a smoke. A long time, years and years.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember any, saving your wife's presence, do you remember any other bits of bad language that BT used, old BT?
No, not bad language, but...
Funny things he said, maybe?
Old Mr. Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Was the first superintendent I knew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was scared of Mr. Rogers.
Was he?
Yes. Rogers would come down around 11 for a walk around the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Allen would always follow behind. Come on, dammit, Allen, what the hell are you lying back there for? Come on. Damn old woman.
Well, that's really interesting stuff. Now, you see, you didn't have to worry at all, because this is exactly the sort of material that I'm after, you see. I'm trying to get a picture in my mind of what old Mr. Rogers was like, you see.
Yeah.
So all these little details, they all fit together, and that's very valuable. That's just what I wanted.
He wasn't as bad as he made out to be, but he kept that kept that manner on.
Sort of rough exterior.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really funny. But he liked Allen himself. Because we found a whole bunch of his letters. These are private letters that he wrote. And he used to send Allen down to Fiji when things went wrong there.
Yes.
And he wrote, the letters to Allen were very warm, you know. They weren't cold, polite letters. They were, you know, warm, friendly letters. So maybe he was just sort of kidding him a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember anything about the Fiji company? Hear talk about it at all?
No, well, we know we used to get sugar there.
Yeah.
And a dictator came in that made them pull out.
Mm. And that was in, that was Santo Domingo.
Santo Domingo.
Yeah.
Well, that, what's the name of that old dictator?
Trujillo.
That's it.
Yeah. But he got his just desserts. He got knocked off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mrs. Dawkins, here's your pills. Thank you.
Pill time.
Pill time,
eh? Take pills before lunch.
Yeah.
There's a drink of water.
Yeah, we had a superintendent there, Al, and not Alan. What was his name, that father?
Webster, was it?
No. Aitchison.
Aitchison? Mm.
Yes, we had a flu epidemic about that time.
Oh, that was just after the World War?
18.
Yeah.
People were falling down right and left.
Mm.
People stopping off work.
Mm-hmm.
One day, several men off.
Mm.
I don't know what's the matter with you guys today. This one's sick, that one's sick. Got the flu. I said, look at me, I'm never sick. By golly, a few weeks after, they shipped him south with yellow jaundice. And he never came back.
Died. It often happens that way.
He didn't know what he was saying, did he?
Yeah. That flu epidemic, did anybody die from the flu?
Oh, that was...
did anybody...
All over the world, it was knocking them down right at...
But did any of the refinery employees die?
Yes,
they died, eh?
Yes, I think there was one or two.
Mm. Did you get it?
No.
You were lucky, eh?
He didn't get it then, but he's had it since.
Had it since, eh? Yeah. So, some of the men say that old Mr. Rogers had a reputation for being a bit of a drinker. Did you ever hear anything like that?
Well, I had that reputation.
Yeah.
But whether that's true, I couldn't swear.
Yeah.
But apparently, it was true.
Mm.
I hadn't seen him the worst for it.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of them had.
Yeah.
Other employees.
Yeah.
I couldn't say.
And did they tell you stories about it?
No.
No. It was just sort of one of those things.
Yes.
Yeah.
They'd mention it, but wouldn't elaborate.
Yeah, yeah. Did they tell you any other stories about him?
No.
Mm.
No, I used to hear stories how hard he worked when he started the refinery up.
Yeah.
He worked himself there.
Yeah.
I think in the Black House.
Yeah.
Among the char.
Yeah.
I think he worked all sorts of things when he was starting up.
Mm.
Hard-working man, they say.
Yeah. Well, he knew the business.
He knew what he was doing.
Because his father was a sugar refiner.
Was he?
Yeah. And then he went to work in a sugar refinery when he was 18, after he left school.
Yes, and he married Mrs. Rogers.
Mm.
That gave him a... Give him something of the money, don't you?
No, I think he actually, in fact, got the backing for the refinery before he ever met Mrs. Rogers. He got the backing back east.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he got the money to do it back east. Then he met her when he came out here to Vancouver. And they were married 2 years afterwards, after he started the refinery. But she was, in fact, she was the niece of the president, who were Mr. Angus.
Yes.
I don't think he got most of his backing in the East. He had some wealthy relatives in New York, and he got $20,000, for example, from a cousin of his on loan. So I don't think he married money at all.
No.
She didn't have much. She got it all from him.
Well, you're here, can you?
No, she got it all from him, and because she was a wealthy woman.
Yes.
But all her money came from he made it. Anyway. Yeah.
She was a wonderful person, though.
Yeah, they say.
Yes, she was. When he set his teeth on the job, he was going to get there. Determined man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember his cars? His automobile?
Yes, electric, wasn't it?
That was the first one he had.
First electric?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yes, I remember it.
And then he had a big Pierce Arrow. Great big limousine.
Oh,
after.
Yes, after.
Yeah.
Yes, the Pierce Arrow was his car.
Yeah. You were there in 1917 during the strike, eh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you stay on working during the strike?
No.
You went out, eh?
I went out. We had no union.
Mm-hmm.
This Hitchison I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
The man had a round robin for little more wages and time and a half for overtime, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And the man that put it in the office, was kicked out right there. Hitchison fired him.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody got up and walked out right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot that came out went back.
Mm-hmm.
No union, no anything for an organization.
Mm-hmm.
But the longshoremen, they were on our side,
mm-hmm.
and they picketed for them. And yes, they even molested a truck or two going in.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no means of support then. And no strike pay, no nothing.
Yeah.
So I couldn't pick it.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the brewery and got a job just like that. Same wages, 3 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm.
The summer rush was on,
mm-hmm.
and I worked there till the strike was called off.
And was it easy for you to get back on at the refinery?
No bother, they wanted me back.
Yeah.
They beat the house several times.
They went to the house to ask you to go back, eh?
Several times.
Yes, yeah. Webster was after me.
Yeah.
Several times. But
Why didn't you go back?
Oh, I said I wouldn't go back until it was settled one way or the other.
You had sympathy for the strike then?
Well, I wouldn't scab on them.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them did, but they let me know when the strike was called off.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back with the gang.
They phoned you 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Phoned to come in and ask them if you'd come in next morning.
Yeah, and what was I going to say? Yeah, was there any ill feeling in the refinery after the strike between the strikers and the scabs?
Not to speak of.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you could mention.
Yeah.
There was one guy who used to get after me.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him if he didn't quit, I'd knock his block off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And out of the canyon, I was our foreman of the packing floor. He overheard it. He says, that'll do, that'll do. I want no trouble here. And he warned the old uncle it was.
Oh, was that who it was, Jack?
Yeah, Bill O'Neill. I had to come back with my tail between my legs, all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he told him if he said anything more, he'd go out of the gate. Mm-hmm. So that finished that.
That ended that. That was the sort of remark that was made, was
yes.
it? Coming back with your tail between your legs?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was one that came in. In fact, I think he was the first one to come back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Billy Unger was his name?
Yeah.
Unger. Mm. And he was what you'd call a scab, but what the management would call a loyal employee. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I see. Well, that's very interesting.
They formed the union shortly after that. I joined the union, but I quit it when they made me the policeman.
Oh, I see, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I had private policemen watching out for thieves and strangers and people used to take tools and workers just take tools and different little things out of the works, put them in the car, and run them out.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have to watch for that. But I quit the union when they made me the policeman.
Yeah.
I said, look, I've got to obey the firm and I'll have to work with you fellas, sent him out. I said, I can't take orders from the firm and take orders from the union. So I'll just drop out.
Did they give you any trouble about that?
No.
All right.
One guy was snotty, but nothing.
Yeah. Was there a lot of pilfering, do you know, a lot of stealing sugar?
Well, there was quite a bit at one time.
Do you remember when? Like when, was it when you first started during the first war? Was there any stealing of sugar then?
Well, sugar was rationed.
That was it. Was that in the first war too, or the second war?
Second, first.
It was rationed, I know, in the second war. I didn't know it wasn't the first.
I'm not sure about the first. I'm not sure. But fellas would take some in a pocketful, you know. I used to make them put the black sheet. I never got anyone fired. But there was one guy used to make 10-pound bags then.
Yeah.
Granulated. Someone gave him away. He used to put a 10-pound bag in his lunchbox every day and walk out with it. So they called me in one day, that's Webster. Or no, it was Perry. His follower. Told me to catch that man going out of the gate and pull him in again. I did that. I was just making him open his lunchbox. Fella opened up the bag of sugar. So I left it at that. I asked him after, you candy me? He said, yeah, sure. But you're not prosecuting me. No, no, he said, no, no. We just put him out. That was too big a thief to...
Yeah, just tolerate. Yeah. I'm very interested in anything you can tell me about the refinery when you first started and during the first war. Do you remember any ill feeling with the people of the town about the high price of sugar in the First War? Because the city set up they had an investigation of the refinery during the First War. It was just before the strike, I think, in 1917, about the high price of sugar. Do you remember hearing anything?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember? I think that you may not have heard about it. I think it was done sort of more in the offices.
Well, there was no ill feeling regarding the workers. Sugar was always that cheap. Not like today.
Yeah, crazy today, isn't it? Yeah. Did you go on the company picnics?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yes, for years.
Yeah. They had those during the First War too, didn't they?
I believe they did.
Yeah. But did you look forward to those? Were they regarded as the big event of the summer, sort of thing?
Well, we used to go to them.
Mm-hmm.
The family was growing up. We used to go for the kids' sake.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a son and daughter. During that time, I had one later, but...
And she came along 14 years later.
Yeah?
She's 40 years old today. And I would be... I would be well in my 40s.
I was 40 anyway, Jack. She was a spoiled little brat, too.
Yes.
They often are, I think, like
she, that. She took sick, my mother.
Do you remember Mr. Rogers' yacht, the boat he had down?
Yes. Forget the name of it.
Aquilo.
Aquilo, yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever tie her up or go on board or anything?
No. I might have took the line off her a time or two.
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch on weekends, carry a cloth.
Oh yeah.
Some weekends. I might have tied her, took the line off.
That's why maybe she go in the hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little box.
The boys didn't seem to take it up.
I'll just take one.
I remember,
was
it Ernie?
Yeah, Ernie, yeah.
Fell off the yacht and was drowned.
Yeah, that was his own boat, though. That was later. That was just before the Second War.
Thank you.
He went in after...
His daughter.
His daughter fell in.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And got them both.
Yeah. But that was quite a lot later.
Yes.
Long after his father was dead. Do you remember, did you ever see any of the guests going on board on the weekends? They used to go on board on Friday afternoons.
If I did, it would be so rare that...
Yeah.
I wouldn't be out there or...
Yeah.
Maybe not on shift.
Yeah.
I know it was a regular thing with them.
Yeah. Can you think of anything else about the early years, you know, the first 5 years you worked there, up until the end of the First War, that you think would be important to note down?
No, things went along from day to day.
Do you remember what the conditions were like in the factory when you first started there? Were things clean? Was it fairly okay place to work when you first started?
Well, as I say, I was in the yard for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
then they used to sweep the... We were connected with the packing floor, you see, a machine floor. Our ship used to go to the packers. And, and those floors were swept regularly. Yes, they'd have spills. And maybe you'd have a spilt bag or two through the day, and that sugar would be kicked all over the place before it got cleaned up.
Yeah.
I don't think they had a regular sweeper. Late years, they had a man who did nothing else but sweep up.
Yeah, yeah. But would you say when you started that the refinery was a fairly clean factory?
Yes, I would say so. I didn't see anything dirty about it.
Yeah. Do you remember any sailing ships coming in?
No.
You don't remember any sailors, eh?
No.
Yeah.
No, that was before my time.
Yeah.
Workers were doing 12 hours, two ships. Blackhouse. And I think the machines where I was. I can remember down to 8 hours.
They didn't like it, eh?
And, the 8 hours was fine, but the wages...
The wages dropped too, eh?
Yeah, because before that they got the full week. For those hours. Made a lot those days.
Yeah. That was during the Depression, eh? That they changed during that.
Yes.
I guess they...
You know, you never lost a day all through the Depression.
Yeah.
Well,
And they kept the girls working because they found something for them to do.
Yeah.
Well, we used to have short weeks, Mother.
I know, the weeks weren't long.
They'd give me a day's watching sometimes. A night's watching. Carrying the clock and make it up, you know. I did that weekends too. They were good to me.
You sure were, Jack. You know, this last Christmas they sent him $50 check for Christmas box.
That's nice, eh?
And the year before that it was $25 for years. The Christmas box came along and then they made it $50.
That's good. Do you remember, Mrs. Dawkins? Do you remember any stories about old Mr. Rogers that Mr.
No, that was funny with Jack. He never brought home his work, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, never, eh?
No, I never heard him say anything but kindness about him.
Yeah.
Well, they were good to him. Jack had known the kid come.
Yeah. Well, do you remember any good things he said about Mr. Rogers?
Except that he got along with him good. That's all I ever heard him say.
Yeah, yeah.
We used to know a cook that worked for them.
Oh, yes.
And they had nothing but good to say for the family.
Do you remember the name? Was it a...
No, do you remember, Mother?
Who was that, Jack?
That work.
That worked in the kitchen?
Yes.
No, I don't remember, Jack. Don't remember whether you ever told me.
We fell in with the years after. You got to know her again.
Did you go? Have you been to see Dave Glover yet?
No, I'm going to see him. And he married Miss McKenzie, eh?
Yes, one of the cooks.
Yes, he was.
She works in the kitchen.
Yeah.
He was a cook. I was working the soft sugar machines at the time. You wouldn't know that, would you? It's all different now.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, behind my head. We worked high on the platform. Behind my head was a steam line, about 8 inch. There was an elbow there. The line come along and went up. Live steam. It was a cast iron elbow. I got a hunch one day, you know, the syrup left the machines run down into a trough behind. And so it was all boils again, making lower grade shivers, you see. Anyway, sometimes if you were not careful, it might fill up and overflow. I got a hunch to go and look at the trough. I just got down there when bang, that elbow let go. As it was, a piece as big as my fist were right pretty close by my ear. I would have got the full blast if I'd have stayed up there.
Yeah. And it was hot steam, inside that thing?
Yes.
I think that's the only time he ever...
Life seemed with the pressure on it.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of any other incidents like that with other people? Blow-ups or anything?
Oh, there were some, but I never memorized it.
No. Yeah.
They were not yet anything to do with me, and they were quickly forgotten.
Yeah.
Because Johnny Ball was one of the old timers, and Fred Bourne, because they both passed away.
Well, there's quite a lot